Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Wieder live von ihrem Toyota-Partner mit diesem Leasing-Auftakt. Der neue Toyota Yaris-Hybrid. Ab 179 Euro im Monat, ohne Anzahlung. Seine Sicherheitsassistenten laufen mit und ja, ab ins Netz mit voller Konnektivität. Auch am Start die Toyota Team Deutschland Sondermodelle. Ohne Anzahlung geht's in die nächste Runde. Jetzt los sprinten zu ihrem Toyota-Partner.
So, today I'm gonna have an interview with Millen Collin.
Ja, ja.
Thanks for your time. And I've got, I think, six questions and one little challenge, but I think
okay. You
will do it. I don't think it's a problem. A lot of good and energetic punk bands became boring rock bands over the years. And after some, for me, boring rock albums of Millen Collin, I'm very glad to listen to your new album, because it's back to where I thought you've been.
Yeah, nice.
And how were the reactions to True Brew so far?
So far it's been very, very good. People seem to like it, and I think a lot of people have the same experience as you, that we sort of left the old boring rock side of us to a more sort of energetic punk rock album. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what we wanted to do. We made that decision quite early after releasing Machine 15, that next album is gonna be, it's gonna be, you know, a bit faster and more back to the roots. That's a very obvious feeling that we had and that we shared in the band. So we knew where we wanted to go with this album in a way that we didn't have the same feeling with Machine 15, for instance, and maybe some other albums. That the goal of the album was very clearly set, but this time we knew well before.
7 years since the last album. What happened in the meantime?
Well, we've been busy with a lot of different things. With Millen Collin, we haven't really stopped playing. So we've done tours pretty much this whole time, maybe not as intense as when you put out an album, but still. And then we've done, you know, I've done two solo albums in the meantime. The other guys in the band have done different projects. They have a management company, they book shows. Okay. Eric is designer, Matthias producer, and I've been to school, I've been working with other stuff too, and so there's been, plus we have families, you know, taking a lot of time, so these, even though, you know, people might think that, okay, what have the guys been doing all these years, but it's been very intense.
And you're a band for more than 20 years now, and most marriages doesn't last that long.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the trick about Millen Collin being a band over so much years?
Well, as you're saying, I mean, staying together as a band, that's the hardest part. I mean, to have sort of the relationship work, and then to write the music, it's maybe not as hard. but to stay together, to have that part working is the hardest part. And what we have done, I mean, we were all friends before we started the band. So me and Matthias been in the same class in school from when we started school six, 7 years old. So we have that sort of ground to stand on, you know, the friendship. And then I think it also has to do with the fact that everyone in the band has a certain role in the band, and everyone is contributing with input into the band, and the output economically is split equally. So, so it doesn't matter if I write most of the songs or you know, Eric is doing all the artwork. I mean, everyone is doing their part, and then we share everything. And I think that's if you do that, there's at least you can't fight about money. Mm-hmm. And so, and then I mean, but it's not easy. I mean, we've had our fights in the band, and you know, we have had different times in the band when we were, when we didn't know if we were going to continue, and I was maybe the one that's always been a bit, you know, the one that's sort of been most skeptic, and sort of because I tried to analyze everything, like what are we doing here, and is this really, is the band, you know, the main thing in our lives, you know, and or should I do something else, you know? I'm always sort of asking these questions, and I think that's important. And but we had at times when the band, yeah, when we didn't really know if we were going to continue, and especially before
sorry,
this.
Sorry, just we have to try to restart the router.
Ah, okay. Okay? So I was saying, yeah, and before this album, I mean, one of the reasons why it took so long is also because we weren't sure that we were going to make an album. Mm. So, but instead of sort of pushing it and try to sort of desperately try to make an album, just because, you know, I don't know why, but we didn't do that. We just waited and until we felt ready.
And the result is very good. Right?
Yeah, I think sometimes you have to sort of let go, and then if it's worth coming back, it will come back to you.
Yes, I understand. Probably 10 years ago, I saw you at a festival in Herne, it's in the Ruhr area. It was a big festival indoor. And when it was finished, I've been there with a friend, and we went to the station by feet, and there was a sign, a handwritten poster, yes.
Yeah.
And on it was written, Bill and Colin after show party, everybody's welcome. And there were some guys who were doing a garden party and put this poster on to get people inside. And we went inside and got beer and drinks, and we said, hey, you should take money from the people who come in. And they said, oh, that's a good idea. And then so they took money, but there still came people, and it was a big party. And we had a lot of fun, but it had nothing to do with melancholy.
Okay.
Just a few of guys said, oh, they are playing, we're doing the after-show party.
Okay. And usually, then it was unofficial.
It's unofficial, just some guys.
Yeah.
And do you have any party crasher stories?
Well, actually, we're here in Cologne at a live music hall, and last time we played here with Bombs and Rocks, there was a big party. While our tour manager was doing the settlement, the two bands got shit-faced, and we were throwing chairs from the roof, and people were going crazy. So that's a memory I have here from this place.
Okay.
And then after they were done with the economic part, the tour manager, and they came down, and it was like a war zone. and it was fun.
Okay, that's a good story. The last song of True Brew is Believe in John, and what is the story behind this song?
I mean, it's a song about how we live our lives today in society, and sort of a reflection and sort of a comparison sort of with how things used to be back in the days in the 60s, and that, I mean, that society is a bit different these days, and I think we can learn a lot, at least some, from sort of that spirit, you know, back in the 60s. And
okay, so now I understand the reference to John Lennon.
Yeah, it's John Lennon, yeah, and what he was talking about, you know, and I think what he was talking about is sometimes a bit lost now. Today, with you know, everything is so individual today, and there's not so many unity and solidarism, you know, between people, it's not as big, you know, all around. So yeah, it's a reflection on that, and also sort of a homage to John Lennon, of course. I like the Beatles, and it's also the song is the chorus is They are similar to some Beatles songs too.
Mm. I heard you are brewing your own beer, is it true?
Yes.
Yes, and the new album is called True Brew.
Yeah, yeah.
How important is beer for you?
I mean, it's how important. it makes the world go round. No, I mean, we all like beer in the band, and I brew beer. But it wasn't me. It was Larsson who came up with the title for the album.
Okay.
But and it's, I don't know, I think it's a good name because it can mean a lot of different things, and it sort of captures sort of our, you know, the spirit in the band when we made the decision to make this album, that we were waiting for the right moment and not sort of rushing things and just, you know, to keep it true, you know, and do it for the right reason, you know, do it because we wanted to do it and because we felt that we, you know, like each other in the band and that we have something to say, and for us it felt very like true. So True Brew was a good name because the brew is the album. That's what we do together.
Wieder live von Ihrem Toyota-Partner mit diesem Leasing-Auftakt. Der neue Toyota Jahreshybrid ab 179 Euro im Monat ohne Anzahlung. Seine Sicherheitsassistenten laufen mit und ja, ab ins Netz mit voller Konnektivität. Auch am Start die Toyota Team Deutschland Sondermodelle ohne Anzahlung. Jetzt in die nächste Runde. Jetzt los sprinten zu Ihrem Toyota-Partner.
Hank, was hältst du davon, wenn wir mal ein bisschen Werbung machen für unseren fantastischen Podcast Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Ja, aber was willst du denn da sagen?
Na, dass wir ein überragend guter Musikpodcast sind. Wir reden wöchentlich über die wunderbare Welt der Rockmusik, querbeet durch die Jahrzehnte und Musikgenres. Also was meinst du, machen wir einen Spot?
Ja, aber wozu? Wir sind doch so gut. Wir brauchen doch keine Werbung. Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Überall da, wo gute Podcasts zu Hause sind.
Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.